This is talking with Kevin Sheridan on 7 March 1978 at Radio Physics in Sydney. Now, could you just tell me what your educational background was and then briefly what you did and in what fields until you finally got involved in radio astronomy?
Well, when I first came to Sydney, it was 1944. And I was working then with the Army Inventions Directorate. At that time we were working on electronic control of torpedoes, and that brought me into contact with people like Dr. Myers, National Standards, and so as soon as the opportunity presented itself, I was enabled to join National Standards. I was always interested in radio. In fact, my early work in Brisbane was in the manufacture, testing of radio receivers and electronic equipment for like pH meters and things for the sugar industry and that sort of thing.
That's sort of like Grant Reber's background. He was working on testing of radio equipment.
I believe that's right. However, I think he migrated much further than I did in that field. April 1945, I transferred over to the Division of Radio Physics, and I was then working. I was asked to work on aircraft navigation under Dr. Bowen and with Maston Beard, and I think Brian Cooper and others were also working in that field. In fact, that section I think was under Jack Piddington in those days. He was the sort of the group leader. And I stayed in navigation work until 1951, I think. And then I went back to Brisbane for 1 year to finish my science degree at Queensland University. And when I came back...
The science degree means physics?
Physics, that's right. What I was saying. And then I when I came back, I think in January 1953, Dr. Pawsey asked me to work, or gave me the opportunity, would be a better way of putting it, working in radio astronomy with Bernie Mills, who was then just developing his new cryo-serial at Potts Hill.
That was the model.
That was the model. That was a 97 megahertz model. Alec Little had already taken that quite a ways at that stage, and I came in really to learn about radio astronomy techniques and to sort of help if I could in that one. So we finished that project and we got it working. And
what was the interest in you to shift fields?
I think in those days I was aiming, at that time I was in the technical groups and I wanted to get into the research groups, and they gave me the opportunity of doing that, but pointed out that I would have to get a considerable number of research papers, and so in order to do that I was given the opportunity of working in a field that was moving along.
I see.
And so I was able then to, it was up to me I suppose then, to take advantage of the opportunity.
So you say this model cross had been pretty well built by that point?
Yes, well the early construction was made, and I helped Alec Little on testing of the aerial and techniques of receivers and things like that, but basically Alec and Bernie Mills had it more or less sewn up at that stage, and it was just a matter of getting it going and finishing it all. And one of the papers which you've probably seen from Bernie Mills, I just had reminded me of, this was my first attempt at drawing a set of galactic contours from the 97 megahertz.
This is back in August 53.
August 53, yeah, so that was just to show that it,
that it would work. But I don't think there was this any work from that was published.
No, well, the only work from this that was published was a scan of the sun, I think, and a bit of a scan of the sun.
Is in the Mills and Little paper, right?
The Mills and Little paper, and also I think we did a few sources, 033 and Galaxy, just to show that.
Just to demonstrate that it worked, but you made quite a complete contour map here.
Yes, that's right. That was really my first attempt at reducing records, I guess, mm-hmm. to that sort of thing. Well, then as the outcome of the successful testing of this. Plus,